Luke's with us. Hello, Luke.
Hello.
You've got one, I think, probably that's going Dominic's way. Fire away.
My question is, how large of a magnifying lens would you need in order to focus enough moonlight to start a fire?
Well, that's a really interesting question. It's not one that I thought about before. But there is actually a limit to how much you can magnify the light of an object with a lens, because there's a fundamental law of optics that says in order to make something appear, let's say, 10 times brighter, you have to make it appear 10 times bigger in the sky. So when you use a magnifying glass to make the sun appear perhaps 30 times brighter to set fire to a piece of paper, what you're actually doing is making the sun appear to take up 30 times the area of the sky from the piece of paper's point of view. Obviously, you reach a hard limit when the sun's rays are coming from all directions in the sky towards your piece of paper. And it's perhaps interesting to ask what temperature your paper would reach if you had a lens that could do that. And the answer is the paper would see a view of the universe just as if it was embedded in the surface of the sun. And so it would reach the same temperature that the surface of the sun is at about 6,000 degrees C. Now, moving that to the moon, the surface of the moon has an average temperature of about minus 50 degrees C. So that's actually quite cold. So even if you covered the whole sky with moonlight and had no sun, your piece of paper would reach temperature minus 50 and no warmer. So no, you couldn't use the moon to set fire to a piece of paper. There is an interesting extension to that because, of course, we think of stars as being much fainter than the moon, but stars are also much smaller. So if you magnify the light of a star up to fill the whole sky, you would reach the temperature of the surface of that star, and you could potentially use a star to set fire to a piece of paper. And in fact, there is a paper that was published by Donald Lyndon Bell in 2002 with the design of a telescope for doing exactly that.
Gosh. So, Luke, you might be in luck with a telescope, but your magnifying glass and moonlight ain't going to cut it, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Someone like Rod Stewart or someone like Tina Turner might be bright enough. Who knows?